Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Joe Biden's campaign pulls the plug on the Milwaukee convention. Today, we'll discuss that. Plus, Donald Trump suing the Republican Secretary of State in Nevada over mail-in ballots, which he seems to approve of in Florida. And finally, Kanye West seems to make it onto the ballot in the battleground state of Wisconsin. Hi, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the Daily DC. Huge news in presidential politics today. The Biden campaign, the Democratic National Committee, and the Democratic National Convention Committee out in Wisconsin all announced that there will be no convention in Wisconsin. The Democrats basically are going entirely virtual. You may recall, up until today, the Biden campaign had said that both Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee, and his vice presidential running mate, whoever she may be, would be giving their acceptance speeches in Milwaukee at the convention center there. They had already moved from the big basketball arena down to the convention hall, a smaller venue. They've already told delegates to stay home. But the main speeches were still going to come from there. No more. Why? Because of coronavirus. They don't think, after hearing from health officials, and remember, they're just about 12 days away from the convention starting, that they can safely bring that many people together, the press and all of the logistics involved, bring it all together in person in this era. Once again, coronavirus is completely upending the presidential campaign. The Republican side, no different. You know, they went to Charlotte, then they pulled out. They went to Jacksonville, they pulled out. And now we are hearing they're going to do a little bit of convention business in Charlotte on the Republican side one day on Monday of the Republican convention week. But now it sounds like Washington, D.C. is going to be where they're going to handle most of their virtual convention. In fact, the president this morning hinted it may be that he gives his acceptance speech from the White House.
If for some reason somebody had difficulty with it, I could go someplace else. The easiest, least expensive, and I think very beautiful would be live from the White House. Yeah.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was having none of that.
It's very wrong. And for the president of the United States to degrade once again the White House, as he has done over and over again, by saying he's going to completely politicize it, is something that should be rejected right out of hand.
Obviously, pulling out of Wisconsin, a critical battleground state, is a blow to the Biden team. They had really hoped to be able to center their convention activities there. The virus makes that not possible. And since Joe Biden is running a campaign that is completely based on a contrast of a more responsible way of leadership during a pandemic like this versus what you see from the president every day, there was no way they could responsibly pull that off about being in Milwaukee. Which is the most important point here, right, is that everybody remains safe. But politically, this is likely not to have a huge impact, even if it robs them of the chance of all that local media in a critical battleground state. This convention was largely going to be virtual anyway, and now they just made that official. While Donald Trump was on Fox and Friends this morning, he also weighed in on what he sees as the difference between mail voting in Nevada and mail voting in Florida. See if you can make sense of this.
Florida is different in the sense that they've been doing it, and they've had two very good governors, frankly, and they have an infrastructure that's taken years to build. But Nevada, they start voting very soon, and he just threw it out there. And the other thing is, the votes don't have to be counted or tabulated until 7 days after November 3rd. So that means if we're waiting for one state, and it's a very great, important state, big state, if we're waiting for that state, you don't know what the answer is going to be till after maybe 7 days.
Now, let's put the fact that when Donald Trump is saying it could take months or years to determine the winner of the outcome of the election, that's probably not true. That's not based in any fact. But what is clear here is He's picking, okay, you could vote by mail in a state that has a Republican governor, DeSantis, his ally, and a state like Nevada, which, by the way, is a little more Democratic-leaning, not a straight-up battleground state, and has a Democratic governor. Well, I don't like their rules that they're putting in place. Donald Trump is not trying to set a standard here about voting safely during the COVID era. He's simply picking and choosing where he thinks it helps him most and where he thinks it will help the Democrats most to have expanded vote by mail and make sure to denigrate it in those places. And finally today, I'm caving and talking about Kanye West's presidential campaign. This is something I promised myself I wouldn't talk about because it was a complete PR stunt and sideshow. But here's the thing. Republican operators are actually helping Kanye West get on ballots, turn in signatures in states across the country because they're trying to help Donald Trump and hurt Joe Biden. They're trying to put Kanye West on the ballot with his permission, of course. He's game for the PR exposure here because the thinking is it will drain some African-American vote from Joe Biden and therefore allow Donald Trump an opportunity to win in places where a depressed African-American turnout for Biden would be a bad thing for his overall vote total. How about this? Kanye West now is on the ballot in Wisconsin. It's the first critical battleground state. He's on the ballot in some other places. It doesn't matter for the battle for 270 electoral votes, but Wisconsin does matter. So you got to ask yourself, so how many African-American votes in Milwaukee are now not going to be available to Joe Biden to try and juice that turnout with that key demographic in that state that Hillary Clinton lost to Donald Trump 4 years ago because Republicans got Kanye West on the ballot and now voters have perhaps a more attractive alternative or a better known alternative, a more appealing alternative to turn to? That is some pretty cynical politics. But it is a strategy that could have real impact. That's it for today's Daily DC. Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you tomorrow.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.